Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, so, yeah, we've had a discussion about lotteries in South Africa, how they came about. Back in the day, lotteries used to be provincial. And then it was decided that we'd have a national lottery. I think it started round about 1995 or 1996. I can't remember exactly, right? The thing with the lottery is, well, the idea is that the money generated from the lottery, which is a sin tax, would go towards helping people in that are in need.
Very noble.
Yeah. So you've got all sorts of non-profit organizations that then get funded via the revenue generated. You then need to have an operator, though, for the lottery. And that is a mammoth undertaking. Currently, I think that contract is valued about 188 billion rand. And you get a 10-year, you operate it. And then when your 10-year's over, somebody else obviously gets to bid and they get to operate. And this current 10-year is about to be over. The bid has been ongoing. And lots of people have been going back and forth regarding this particular matter, right? We're not sure really who the preferred bidder is. But from what we're hearing, there are names that keep coming up. And the EFF and BOSA have already started objecting to these names.
Okay.
So it's a consortium which is led by two people. The one is Ukwabini. And then the other one, also from KZN, Moses Dembe. Right? By Ukwabini, I'm talking about
Uzungu.
Yes. Amazulu, also owns Amazulu, etc. And so on. Yes. He's also chairperson of Seriti. They're in mining. They're all sorts of business, right? Now, the objection that EFF and BOSA are putting forward is that the tender was irregular. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that this money will be then used to fund, will funneled and then be used to fund certain political parties. Namely, ANC, MK, etc. and so on. That's what the EFF is alleging, right?
Okay.
When you're in this kind of business, though, specifically at that highest level, it's very, how can I put it? It's unusual that you wouldn't be linked to any kind of government or any kind of political party. Because other people that were also bidding, for example, for this very same tender, are the people that own ETV. So the HCI group. And we've often heard that those guys are aligned to certain political parties. In fact, the EFF themselves have said that ETV is always supporting the ANC. That's why the SG is always there conducting interviews, right? So generally, you can expect that people that operate at that level of business, they will have some kind of a political affiliation. Even Patrice Motsepe himself, right? Huge business person, but linked to the ANC. And then also donates to the EFF and donates to the DA, etc. and so on, right? So what is it that we're saying, really? And if there is some kind of an irregularity, what is the irregularity? Can they point towards it?
I was going to ask that, that if it is a process that is still currently underway, what is that irregularity? And secondly, if whoever gets the tender is proven to be competent and someone who has the resources to run it and make sure Uguti nothing goes untoward or whatever the case may be, then what is the bigger problem? Is it, it can't purely be because, as you say, they are politically affiliated.
Yeah.
Because at that level, show me anyone who is not in some way, shape or form politically aligned.
Another thing that we need to consider, though, is that the lottery, for the most part, is poor people's money. It's usually poor people that pay the lottery with hopes of changing their lives.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And so these millions, they end up, very often the people that pay will seldom win, right? But these millions end up being distributed sometimes via the wrong procedures and processes. I mean, we've seen
in
the past.
Brinkston, yeah.
Exactly. That we've seen.
We've seen Totsi's benefits. Terribly so.
Wow. You're going to get sentenced to triple 9 years. So you've seen that, for example, with the commissions. And then another thing, there were also allegations at some point, although these were never proven, that some of the draws were also conducted irregularly.
Okay.
So specifically during lockdown, I think there were two allegations that came up, but they were never proven.
Yeah.
People are saying, well, it seems like these draws now had some kind of tampering.
Oh, wait, I think so, I remember that one.
I remember one of them had consecutive numbers, yes, like 11, 12, 13, yes, 14.
Yes, yeah.
That was just strange.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
So because it's public money, not necessarily PIC, not necessarily, not PIC, not necessarily...
SIU.
No, man, there's... just give me a while.
Mm-hmm.
There's a term I'm forgetting. Anyway, mm-hmm. But essentially, these are monies that come from the general public. So we need to scrutinize who gets to operate that and what happens to that money. If I remember the term that I'm thinking about now, PFMA.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Public Funds Management Act. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily fall under that because it's not money that's collected via tax, etc. But it's still money that people willingly put in, and it ends up being controlled by that consortium, obviously, that runs a lottery.
So does it matter in the greater scheme of things?
I think it does.
No, that's what I wanted to know. Does it matter in the greater scheme of things what kind of a person gets to run it? Or does it matter that that particular person has got all the necessary credentials to run it efficiently?
So, simply put, right, it shouldn't matter who ends up getting the bid. All that should matter is the bidding process.
Okay.
Because if the bidding process is fair and free, mm-hmm. then whomever wins will deserve to win.
Yeah,
right?
Should.
However, if we feel that the bidding process in itself is compromised, then now you've got a big issue. Because now they could have just appointed a soul knowing that the soul is a spegelela.
True.
You see?
True.
Or without checking how the person or the consortium that's bidding has conducted themselves, if they've been honest and transparent in their other business practices, which I'm assuming part of the bidding process and procedure is to check the competence and the background.
Mm.
Just like if you're going to work in a bank, they check how do you handle your own mm-hmm. personal finances and whether you don't have a criminal record at all. So if you flout those processes, then there's the danger of an unworthy, maybe tainted person dealing with these monies.
Again, we don't know if these individuals are even in the running or if they are the preferred bidder. But if we go back and just use the two examples of Ukwabini and Moses Tembe, those are two of the most prominent business people to come from KZN. Right?
Mm.
In fact, Moses Tembe used to be in charge of the KZN Chamber of Commerce, I think.
Mm. Yes, true.
He was head of that. And then, like I said, you can literally look up Kwabini's credentials right now. Just appointed chairperson of Seriti. So they are in big business. Billionaires already, right? So not like maybe they need the money to self-enrich. So let us know what your own thoughts are, though. Is there something untoward with regards to this?
Well, they lost KZN, so it makes sense that the two business moguls will be from KZN, and they're the ones that are now bidding. We can see this is written all over the wall, that they are going to be the ones that are going to now encourage, you know, KZN voters to vote for the ANC so that they can win it back.
Like I said, they're not the only ones bidding. There's lots of people that are bidding, even people that are based here in Gauteng, like the ACI group, the people that own ETV, they're also part of the bid.
You know, if it was a Fanny Kerk or a Posov, they wouldn't be this halabaloo.
So you raise another point now, right? And I didn't want to make this thing racial, but I can tell you right now, if this contract had been awarded to one of the guys in Stellenbosch.
Don't say it.
No, if it had been, it wouldn't have even been questioned. You know that? Bidvest, the person my contract's coming out of their ears. Bidvest, you're quite manje. And question no question, need to learn. Bidvest, you're every day. Bidvest, you're in every day.
With regards to tenders, there will always be problems, irrespective whether it was irregular or was awarded to a person whom they don't like. You understand? So it's like they would never. So they would never. It's just a problem, Corey. EFF and BOZA are opposition parties. So they'll keep on opposing either way. So for me, I trust the Kagala, man. Let them award. As long as they have the process, it's free and fair, then it's fine. But self-enriched, I doubt those two people will do that.
And if we're being honest, whether it's been any operator, Ituba, there's never been a week where the lottery did not run because the people that are operating it weren't able to do so. They always, always deliver. And isn't that what we always say? Which as long as people deliver, you don't want a problem?
Hi guys, I'm Mamela. As long as Kwabini, Umakova, Sengwa, Umanzina, Konanap, Mamela, Azishe, let them get the contract.
Hey, Sizwe, and Ukurumukini, some village, as Lavant Lava, Bazuti, but I know more. Mabona Yaman to Futu, Judas Lamana, and the Quakas and Poet, and as the King of Wood. But I own a king of Wood, Otada Belong, Hatu, Ukulunko, Bak. Hi, I buy it at Lava for Bambiki, not on the city, man.
I don't understand why is this a national debate now, or who's going to get the tender and who's not. I mean, not to put race in this, but it is the fact that it's black businessmen who are bidding for this. There's so many huge contracts that are out there and have been won and awarded to white contractors, and you never hear the inch of it, and you never will. But let a black person be part of that process. Yo. No, nah.
You cannot compare Ipidvest with any other black company. The problem is we as black people, we do not deliver. Where else the Ipidvest deliver and it's consistent. As soon as we start being consistent with our businesses and delivering a service, then everyone will stop complaining. So let's not racialize this. We know that we don't deliver in most cases. We're building schools in waterlogged lands. So,
yeah, but this is what I was asking, right? When has there ever been a national lottery operator that wasn't able to deliver? You see, because for me, as far as I know, Ituba has always delivered. Utingo has always delivered. There's never been even Ikidani delivered. There was never even just a week where the lottery didn't run and we said, somebody failed to deliver. So now, all of a sudden, where is this concern coming from? Where people are like, there may be a failure to deliver. Ivelaphi? I'm getting
clogged. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.